Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minutes on IT and IT security. Today, talking about tightening up the feedback loop. So, if I had a dollar, you know, for every time someone complained that I was going too fast in traffic. There's not enough traffic, they'd say. You seem like you're flowing pretty nicely. But, you know, that's it. You're on an expressway. You got to be alert. You got to keep your eyes out. You got to keep your foot all the same between the gas and the brakes. You're constantly using feedback of what's around you to adjust your scenarios and your response. And you're not just like, oh, I will drive X, and you set the GPS and you follow exactly what it says. I mean, some people do that, and that's where you hear these GPS horror stories of people who drove off the road. But generally, you're using your feedback from the environment to directly impact what you're doing. And so my tip to you would be, do the same with your IT security controls. And let me give you an example of how to do that. Let's suppose we had a big project, and let's suppose we had someone who's a big firm believer in PDCA, right? Plan, do, check, act. We're going to plan out this network access control. We're going to implement it, and then we're going to check it by bringing in a pen tester at the end of it, and then we're going to remediate whatever the pen tester found. The challenge there is that in the beginning, you may not have a good set of requirements. You may not know what the criminals would actually do, what the penetration tester would do. So when you're planning, you may be missing all sorts of important information. When you're actually doing, each one of those configuration settings, each one of those changes, could be done in a couple different ways, right? And there's circumvention for more than a few of them. And you're not really getting any feedback as to whether or not you've implemented them correctly. Whether your plan was correct or whether what you've done was correct, you're not going to know that till you get to the check phase. So if you got like a 6-month implementation, you're 5 months in before you're even checking to see how accurate your controls are and what you've done. Then when you pen test and you find the weaknesses and you go to correct them, because of the way that the loops generally go, I corrected the defects, I'm fine. Are you doing a retest? Are you checking again? Are you making sure that everything is really closed? Oftentimes we'll do a pen test and we'll say, yeah, we found this, and they'll close that. And if you retest, you'll find another weakness, right? Pretty quickly, especially if it's still fresh in the mind of the pen tester. Rather than just retesting what they did last time, they'll test to the next step, test a different tactic to get in. So PDCA is a great way to organize projects, but it's also a great way to have really, really long feedback cycles. It's like driving blind or driving just following your GPS without using your senses. What you really need, I think, is really, really tight feedback cycles. I've given some of these examples before, but when I rolled out EMET, I had a penetration tester test by sending us, they were using Core Impact at the time, sending us drive-by download pages with Java exploits. Again and again and again, and I would correct it, and they get by. And I would strengthen up the Java, and then they change the way they're delivering it. And I'd strengthen up the EMET, and then they change the way the package was created. And this went back and forth like 6-7 times before we got to the point where whatever they created, I could stop. Now, in a typical PDCA loop, that's not gonna happen. You're not gonna have that feedback. The same thing would happen on kiosks. I've been part of kiosk testing where we put in a control for a kiosk, maybe stopping someone from opening Notepad, and then they figured out a way to launch Task Manager. Stop people from asking Task Manager, they figured out a way to launch PowerShell and get into everything. You know what I mean? Back and forth, back and forth. You need really tight loops, and I think really tight collaboration between the assessment folks and the implementation folks to ensure the implementation is actually mitigating the risk and would stand up to a determined attacker. So my advice to you is to look at some of your big long loops, your PDCA loops, and within there create really tight immediate feedback loops so that you can get insight from your assessment team back to your implementation team and tighten down what you're doing. So if you're planning out implementations, NAC, or any security control, look for ways to do that. Have a good one.